portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Please welcome Elvis Duran. Let's hear it.
Oh my God!
Come on, guys!
I want food now!
I had no idea my voice was that annoying. Holy crap!
I used to listen to another station, then I found you guys, and I got hooked.
So refreshing.
Love you guys.
Oh my God! I love you.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
I'm afraid to look.
Why?
Right,
why?
Let me look at my phone. Let me look at my phone. Hold on. Oh, I'm so happy I did look. Look, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Happy friggin' Friday. Welcome to the day. Hi, Froggy. Hello there, Danielle. Hi, Scary.
Hi.
Hi, Gandhi.
Hi.
Where's Straight Nate? Straight Nate. Hello.
Yes.
I don't see you in our Zoom room. Therefore, you don't exist. Yeah,
there he is,
my little Straight Nate. Well, welcome to Friday. Scary, do you have any Freaky Friday music?
I do.
Hit it.
Freaky Friday.
Ooh, as requested by Danielle and Gandhi.
I woke up Chris Breezy. Oh my God, I'm the man. I'm so fly and I can dance. There's tattoos on my neck. I just FaceTime Kanye. Told him I'm his biggest fan, yeah. Got all these in my DM.
Yeah, I do.
Hold up. Holy, I got a kid. Oh, I can sing so well. Wonder if I can say the N-word. Wait, can I really say the N-word?
What up, my winner? What up, my winner? Big ups, my winner. We are my winner. You stupid little winner. Forget y'all winners. Cause I'm that winner, 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 winner.
Woke up and I'm Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky? What the heck?
Man, this is real weak. How's staying perched up on his like that? Walking down the street and ain't nobody know my name.
Whoa.
Ain't no paparazzi flashing pictures. This is great.
Whoa.
Ain't nobody judging cause I'm black or my controversial past. I'ma go and see a movie and relax. Hey, I'm a blood, but I can finally wear blue.
Cool.
Why's his mama calling all the time? Leave me the heck alone.
Damn.
Wait, if I'm in Diggy body, Breezy is who? Hope my daughter's in school. Wait, if I was Chris Brown, where would I be? What would I do?
I woke up in Chris Brown's body. So how did she turn into Freaky Friday? But we got no choice but to turn this sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday. I'm in Chris Brown's body. I look at myself with the light. It's my dream.
If I was Little Diggy in my body, where would I be? I'm trying to find myself like an introspective monk.
I'm balling on the court, oh my God, I can dunk. Snap a flick of my junk.
My junk is trending on Twitter. And now I'm at the club, I talk my way to getting in. I look up in the VIP, my goodness, there I am. I signal to him, let me in, but he won't let me in.
I don't know who that is.
Wait, who the heck you think he is? Took a glass bottle, shatter it on the bouncer's head. Welcome to that mother...
Wait, think it through for a sec. If you heard me, then you only heard it yourself.
But wait, I love myself.
That was the key, now we're switching back. Chris Brown's body. So how did she turn into Freaky Friday? But we got no choice but to turn this sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Wait, oh my God.
And now I'm in Ed Sheeran's body. It's way less cool than being Chris Brown was.
What the heck again?
I'm DJ Khaled. Why am I yelling?
I'm Kendall Jenner. I got a vagina. I'm gonna explore that right now. Holy shit, I got a vagina. I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna understand the inner workings of a woman.
Yeah, about that. I like that. I've got a
Yeah. You do?
Look at that. Froggy looks like he's in deep concentration. What's going on, Froggy?
Oh, I'm not at all. Not a deep. I have no deep thoughts whatsoever. Don't give me so much credit.
We're watching Froggy in the Zoom room. You're looking at something online. Is it porn or a golf statistic?
No, actually, there's a 67 year old man that went for a walk in my neighborhood yesterday, and he never came home. And so I'm reading the story that they are still looking for him this morning. And so if you have any information they're asking, you'd please reach out and do what you can to help.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. The family must be just really, really, really terrified right now.
Yes, very much so. The man works for Firehouse Subs. So Firehouse Subs has also put up a reward for any information that you could find to help find him.
You know, this is one of the advantages to having neighbors. If something happens, you help each other.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, my only neighbor out here is like, I think I watched a groundhog run by. He's not about to look for me if I walk around and get lost. No. Anyway, well, welcome to the day. Guests today, yes, Jake Miller's on to talk about our incredible challenge we have, the Saved Me Challenge, who in your life saved you. We have Jake Miller on today. I think that's it. I think that's all we've allowed in the treehouse today. So, you know what? We haven't done around the room this early. Can we get it going? Danielle, can you come up with something? Conjure up something that's on your mind? What's going on?
Yeah. I would like to say know your limitations, because I realized that, no, I cannot pick up a huge container filled with dishes and, you know, glasses that's very, very heavy and drag them up the staircase.
Oh, no.
What happened? Did you break them?
No, but for the last 3 days, my back has felt like an elephant has been sitting on it. And I'm like, I don't understand what I did. Like, you know, when you go, what did I do? Like, I haven't really done anything different. And then I went,
you did.
It must have been that. Yeah. So know your limitations. And when someone says maybe you shouldn't do that, maybe you shouldn't.
Good advice. Great advice. Yeah. Know your limitations. Scary. Yeah. Any limitations on your end?
No limitations. I will tell you this, though. I had a mind-blown moment yesterday when I realized that those little round plastic white tables that are found in the center of the pizza box that we always thought was just to hold up the middle of the pizza box so that it doesn't hit the cheese is actually not for that, but it's for taking for you not to touch the next piece when you take it. So you literally take it, you stick it in the middle of the slice adjacent to the one you want to rip, and you rip the you use it as a holder so you don't have to touch the crust of the slice adjacent to the. How amazing is that? Did you not guys not know that?
I thought it was meant to keep the box from caving in.
Me too.
I told that is not what it is, and that is you.
Okay. God, mind blown. Froggy, how are you today?
I'm doing well. So yesterday afternoon, I cleaned a dish with hand soap that smells like lavender, and then I poured salsa into the dish that I cleaned, and Lisa goes, this salsa, it smells strange. Tastes like lavender. So note to self, do not clean a dish with hand soap. Use actual dish soap.
Ew. Wow, so you had a mind-blown moment as well. Okay.
Very relaxing.
What about you, Gandhi? What's going on with you today?
I just want to apologize to all the dads out there, and my dad in particular, for getting upset with their dad rage, because I think I had dad rage yesterday. I was in the kitchen and my sister opened up the dishwasher and then she left it open, and I turned around and clipped my shin on it, and I oh my God, I was bleeding. I was so angry, and I was like, I understand. Now I understand all the dads, why you guys freak out the way you do. Kids are terrible. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Now I have a nice cut across the front of my shin, and it was so bloody, and I was so mad at her. But she fixed it, so we're okay now.
But I love the concept of dad rage. I had dad rage. Boy.
Oh, you know the dad rage. It's not normal. I'm mad. Yeah. It's like this weird yell that scares the crap out of animals.
I get it
outside.
Daily.
Yeah.
You should have been my dad. Then I made him rage every day. All right. So Gandhi had dad rage. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hey, we have another round the room entrance. Entering the room. It's Shantae on line 8. It's Shantae's birthday. Hey, Shantae, happy birthday. How you
doing? Thank you. I'm doing great. I'm talking to you guys finally on my birthday because you guys are always on vacation in June. So I'm so excited.
Well, Shantae, look, you know what? It's your, you know how we feel about birthdays. We have this universal thought. If it's your birthday, it's your day, your queen. I hear you even have a tiara you're going to wear today. You're going to be one of those. I love that.
Am.
That's great.
It's rainbow and it says birthday girl.
Yay!
Yay!
Birthday
girl. Yay! So, now, what are you going to do to celebrate?
It's
you please do. It's a challenging year for celebratory events, but what are you going to do to celebrate your birthday, Shantae?
I'm going to try to go to dinner, like some outdoor dining with family and friends, and they have a few bars open in my area also, so maybe some drinkies after that.
All right. Well, and be safe, shopping. But have fun. We have two rules for you.
I
be
will.
Safe and have fun. It's your day, Shantae.
I will.
And thank you all so much for listening and sharing your birthday with us. And hey, what can we send Shantae? Can we send her some morning show scrubs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. From Hackensack Meridian, they're on the way, birthday girl. Thanks for listening, Shantae. Let's get into it. Your horoscopes. Roll some big numbers. Let's go.
All right, Ariana Grande, happy birthday. Derek Jeter, happy birthday. The choices you make, Capricorn, will directly impact your future. So stay true to what you believe in. Your day is a 9.
Aquarius, be more receptive or cooperative to a potential plan that's currently set in motion. Your day is a 7.
Pisces, self-discipline will assure you success in your future, so keep it up and don't give up. Your day's a 7.
Aries, learning to live and let live will be a crucial tenet in your journey of continued growth and self-acceptance. Your day is an 8.
Hey, Taurus, taking shortcuts will never give you the gratitude and peace of mind that you crave. Seek, hold on. My phone just closed on me. Oh, seek to go all the way on a project and your day is a 9.
Gemini, you may be feeling more relaxed. Do not question your feeling or become alarmed by that. Instead, let the good times roll. Your day is a 9.
Cancer, you are actively seeing the to-do list become longer and longer. Speak up. Dole out the tasks. Collaboration is key. Your day is an 8.
Leo, your progress will rely on help from your family and friends. Give others a chance to show you what they can do. Your day is a 9.
Virgo, a learning curve towards something new may not be in your favor. However, you will be relied upon to prove your worth in other ways. Wow, your day's an 8.
Libra, stop justifying yourself to strangers. Your aspirational flames continue to glow brighter and brighter. Your day is a 10.
All right, Scorpio, do not compare your life where it is where it stands now to where it is going in the future. You want to see what's going to happen. Your day is an 8.
And Sagittarius, now's the time to strike while the iron is hot. Your talents are ready to take center stage for all to see. Your day is a 10, and those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
As we roll into the three things you need to know, so mind blown for scary, that thing in the middle of the pizza box that's supposed to tent the pizza from touching the top of the box, he is under the impression that it's used to hold down the slice of pizza so you can pull one out without messing up the other pizza. I use my table, my little things for Barbie tables.
Yes.
it looks like a little, it's like for Barbie's Malibu beach house. It's like a perfect outdoor terrace table. So just saying.
Definitely.
Mind blown again. Into the three things we need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
As cases of COVID-19 spike across more than half of the U.S., multiple states are pumping the brakes on reopening. The virus is hitting southern states particularly hard right now, with record daily numbers increasing. So some places in the middle of a phased reopening are going to keep businesses open with limited capacity. But in other areas, businesses like bars and gyms that were set to reopen will now wait. As of today, Texas, Louisiana, North Carolina, Nevada, Maine, Oregon, and Idaho are all dialing back their reopening plans. So if you're in those areas, pay attention to what's going on. Philadelphia officials are apologizing now for how police handled peaceful demonstrations this month. Police Commissioner Outlaw says she was sickened beyond description when she saw videos of officers using force on demonstrators. She said it was unjustifiable to use tear gas and pepper spray, as well as rubber bullets. Philadelphia's mayor has also apologized and announced the temporary suspension of tear gas for protesters. And finally, we've all been wondering how this was going to work. The free samples at Costco and grocery stores? Well, apparently the free samples are coming back, but in a whole new way. They're now going to be pre-packaged and kept behind plexiglass shields. At least 30 stores have them so far, and the company says that they stopped serving samples in March to avoid spreading the coronavirus, but they understand the clients want it, so they're bringing it back. And those are your three things.
I need my bourbon chicken. I need my bourbon need chicken it. On a toothpick. I know it's dripping in COVID, but I want it. We'll be good. Thank you so much, Gandhi. You guys ready for Friday?
Yeah!
All right, come on, let's have a Friday. Push the button.
Hey, guys, this is Selena Gomez.
What's up? It's Fletcher.
This is Post Malone.
With Elvis Duran.
How dare you?
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Gary Jones, and when it comes to home and auto insurance, State Farm is the real deal. File a claim or pay your bill with the award-winning State Farm mobile app. Or contact any of their 19,000 local agents who are ready to help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. So wake me
up, this is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I don't know if you're just turning us on, but if you were here at the beginning of the show, our first caller of the day, Shantae, it's her birthday. We wished her a happy birthday. She's wearing her happy birthday tiara. Anyway, she just sent me a text. She says, yes, when I called in to be the first caller of the day, Nate was totally flirting with me.
Love it.
I don't know. You guys call it flirting. I call it being friendly. It was her birthday. Of course I'm going to be friendly to her. And if it sounds like I'm flirting, then I guess, you know.
I like how you go into that falsetto.
But I'm telling you, you have to do it. You got to butter them up a little bit. And they're so much more excited to be talking on the show.
Okay.
Nate, she's not complaining. Shantae is not complaining.
Right.
Anyway, she says, thank you for all the birthday wishes. You guys are like friends I never met. It's nice to finally say hello. We love you too, Shantae. Have a great day.
She's a very lovely woman. I hope she has a great birthday.
Well, she's going to now because you got her all buttered up, unquote.
You better believe it.
Buttering up. See, to me, when I hear the term buttering up, I actually see someone like taking butter and like smoothing it out over someone's butt. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What's scary?
Nate is the show fluffer. He fluffs the fluffs the callers.
Well, he is.
And he props them and he brings them to our enthusiasm and energy level. He fluffs them.
He fluffs us by doing that.
Yeah.
If you think about it, Nate's fluffing us by giving us a caller that fluffs us. That fluffs us. Fluffs us. Fluffs. Fluffs. Fluffs us. I can't talk.
Fluffs.
Hey, so Danielle Gandhi, just checking in, taking your temperature. Gandhi, there in beautiful Columbus, Ohio, at your sister's house. Is that your bed in the background I'm looking at in the Zoom room?
That is my bed, my temporary bed that I have been sleeping like crap in. For some reason, since I got here, I just have not slept well. I think it's because I'm scared of my sister. I'm not positive.
Well, she did try to kill you by keeping the dishwasher door open.
She did. And then I got yelled at for yelling. She's like, keep it down. We live in a neighborhood. People can hear you. I'm like, you should have tried to kill me with the dishwasher.
So, you know, you got to know, I don't know if you know, but Gandhi is sort of just living in other people's houses. She abandoned her apartment back in New York. She started out at her boyfriend's house in Detroit. Now she's at her sister's house in Columbus. Well, now that you and your sister look like you have a short fuse, where are you going to go next? What's next on your map?
Well, after we do our vacation, I'm going to go back to my boyfriend's place. Hang out with him again and live out my days until I'm forced to go back to the city. I actually got a call from my building yesterday and they were like, just checking on you. Haven't seen you in a while. You okay? I was like, yeah, they said we have a backup of packages. We were worried. I'm like,
you need to have someone check on that.
I know.
I love that. Yes, Miss Gandhi, we're just calling to check on you. There's a foul odor coming from your apartment. Are you in there?
He literally said when I answered the phone, the guy that called me goes, oh God, thank God, you're okay. I was like,
So Danielle, how you doing today?
We are good. You know, I'm a little hot here in the basement because we're having a lot of work done on the house. And so the central air is not working and we have no air conditioning at all here. So it is hot down here. And we don't have any windows down here. So it's hot. But I'm getting through. But it's nice. I mean, yesterday was it's very loud in this house. Once they get here, it is so loud you cannot even hear yourself thinking.
The construction?
So crazy. But yesterday, I got to go inside to see what they've been doing. And I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's so exciting. And we started to talk about colors and what the walls are going to look like and what the furniture is going to look like. And I got so excited and I just can't wait. I can't wait to see the finished product. So
reconstruction is a messy, messy mother.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's the sound of progress. I love it. You know, I've never ever in my entire life lived in a new house. I've always lived in houses that needed renovation. So I've lived through renovation my entire life. And so you always got to remember at the end of the tunnel is that light and you've got a beautiful house on the way.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And by the way, I love the fact that you don't have air conditioning in your basement because we're looking at you right now and you have that dewy skin. It looks good, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of green.
Yeah. Thanks. It's green, thanks, Elvis.
Let's go live to the living room of producer Sam. Hi, producer Sam. Welcome to Friday.
Hi, darlings. How you doing?
Just fine. I got your email, by the way, and I will respond soon.
Okay, sweet.
Just letting you know, a personal message in front of 10 million people.
Thank you for pre-emailing me.
Let's do it. Let's get it in into the feel goods. What do you have for us today?
All right. So Melissa Hickerty sent me today's feel goods, and she's shining a light on someone named Greg Daly. So Greg had two jobs at the start of this whole pandemic. He had a picture framing store, and he also delivered newspapers. So he decided to shut down the framing store at the start, but he still delivers his papers. So one day while he was grocery shopping for himself, one of his senior customers called him and asked him if he would please put the paper closer to her door so that it's easier for him for her to get. He goes, no problem. By the way, I'm grocery shopping. Do you need anything while I'm here? This woman was so happy to have the offer. She gave him a few things, and then she called him back 5 minutes later and asked if it was okay for him to pick up a few things for her elderly neighbor that lives across the street. So he goes, no problem. And he was so touched by how grateful they were that this man went home and wrote a note in all 800 of his papers that he delivers and wrote, hey, if you're a senior and you need help getting your supplies, here's my information. I'll help you out. This guy with his family managed to make an entire little ecosystem of helping people out. He has made over 600 grocery store stops for other people free of charge. He messages them on his way over. They leave the money or the check, and he just drops off groceries at the front door. He is just so happy to help his community that even though he's opening his frame store again in a few weeks, he does not want to stop doing this. So I just thought that was such a sweet thing he did for so many members of his community. Greg Daly, you are a saint. And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line, feel goods.
What's for dinner tonight?
I want to make something to save all the Chinese food rice I've been saving up. So it's going to be mostly rice-based.
Fried rice. Fried rice night. I love saved.
Yummy.
Saved Chinese delivery rice. It's the best. It's been refrigerated. Refrigerated rice is the best rice to use for fried rice.
I'm going to do it. I don't want to waste food.
All right. Loving you, Sam. Have a great weekend and have a nice vacation. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye. Bye. Enjoy your rice dinner. Danielle's first report of the day on the way. What do you have coming up, Danielle?
Splash Mountain is going to look a lot different at Disney World and Disneyland very soon. We got to talk about it.
Absolutely. All right. That and more on the way. We're back after this.
I'm a nurse. My husband is a CAT-scan tech. I just want to say thank you to you and the morning show for helping keep some sort of normalcy. It just helps keep us sane.
We love you.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
With everything that's going on in the world, you may not have heard there's been more of our online records exposed in data breaches. This past May, they're reporting 460 million of them. And keep in mind, these are only the ones that have been reported. A lot of companies don't like to report the fact that people break into their computer systems because then they lose business. Cyber attacks, they're on the rise. People are stuck at home, they're bored. So, hey, let's steal people's stuff. Stop it. Anyway, moving on. We put our information out there in so many places online. Unfortunately, cyber criminals are always looking for ways to take our info. So that's why Norton LifeLock, Norton 360 with LifeLock, the best way to go. Danielle, what just happened to you?
So I was leasing a new car, and, you know, they look into all of your stuff. And so I got a month later an alert about them looking into my stuff, and I got so nervous. I'm like, what's going on? I called there, and they walked me through the entire process, and they were like, okay, what was the date of this? When did you do this? And they put my mind at rest, and I found out it was me, that it just took a little longer to put the paperwork through. And I was like, okay, I feel better. But they were so patient and they made me feel so good. It was because I was panicking. It was just awesome. I love it.
That's what they do.
So thank you.
Norton 360, LifeLock. They put your mind at ease. And look, more proof that we steal our own information more than anyone else does. But anyway, sign up today. Save 25% or more off your first year. Go to norton.com/Elvis. You can feel nice and calm and safe, just like Danielle. 25% off Norton 360 with LifeLock at norton.com/Elvis.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Just got a great text from our friend Bill Rogers. He says, I'm a nurse practitioner. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to the office. I love listening to you guys because you put us through every emotion to start the day, but always leave us feeling happy and wanting more. The best part is no matter what mood I'm in, no matter what happened the day before, you always put me in the right mind to think about other people's feelings, emotions, and most importantly, I don't know what they're going through. So be kind and respectful to them. Isn't this great? As a healthcare provider, I sure do appreciate that. But if only my patients knew what you do for us, especially me, I'm sure they'll tell you how much they appreciate you too. Bill, thank you so much. That was so cool. Ethan, happy birthday. A lot of people texting in at 55100. Thank you for the nice text. Hey, where's Scotty B? Can we bring Scotty B into the studio for a second? Scotty B, please report to microphone B. He's not even paying attention to our show. Scotty B's in there in the control room. Scotty.
Sorry?
Scotty.
Yes.
Scotty.
Yes.
So you're the one who grosses out at the thought of brushing your teeth in the shower because you get skeeved out at the thought of toothpaste on your toes, between your toes?
Yeah. The only thing you should be doing is washing yourself and that's it. Nothing else. No drinking, no eating, no brushing, nothing.
So you have this weird thing about your feet, your toes, right?
Yes. When toothpaste goes in between my toes, it makes me want to vomit.
I don't know, but you just have this thing about your feet. I just learned that you just had to get rid of your favorite flip-flops, which you've been wearing for 20 years.
Yeah, my Skechers. It is. They finally,
that is gross.
They finally gave. I love them so much. I could never find another pair of them just like that. I love them. They were comfortable. Yes.
Wearing the same flip-flops for 20 years, what sort of garden were you growing between your toes?
Nothing. I always powdered my toes before I put them on so they were nice and fresh.
Powdered flip-flops? Yes. Wait, hold on. People powder before they put on flip-flops?
Oh, sure, otherwise your feet stink.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Do you know they say you should throw away your flip-flops every year and get a new pair?
Who's
because
they?
They say flip-flops.
No. Who's they?
Yes.
Danielle.
We did this. Wait
Danielle,
a minute. We did this story.
It. No, they changed it. They now say you're supposed to throw them away every hour. Well, tell them the story. Tell them the story, Danielle.
Scotty, they said that flip-flops are one of the shoes that get the most fungus and stuff because we walk all the time and they're open and it's just, they're gross. And there's not a lot of support and there's not a lot of fabric there. And look it up. Look it up.
They should be the cleanest. Ooh. They're open, so they're aired out constantly.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Yeah. New
York? Gandhi. Yeah. What's he getting between his toes wearing those flip-flops in New York City?
What's he not getting between those toes? Scotty. You're like patient zero for everything we've never even heard of yet.
I know, but
on your toes.
If you can't see it, it's not there. It's fine.
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Knock, knock. Who's there? Coronavirus. You can't see me. I'm not here, man.
Oh, I know.
This is true.
Oh, God. So anyway, we love you, Scotty.
Yeah,
go back
thanks.
To your perch.
Okay.
Please take you and your feet. Go to the other room before you... Before you start planting your seeds and plants start growing in the carpeting. Danielle, you ready to go?
Yeah. I'm looking up how many germs are on flip-flops.
A lot.
Flip-flops. Ooh, booga, booga, booga.
All right, let's
go. 18,000 bacteria on just one pair of flip-flops. They tested it in the lab.
All right, Danielle,
fecal
let's move
matter,
forward.
Skin, respiratory
Danielle,
germs.
I'm just stop it. I'm just would you please okay, I'm just go
trying
forward.
To save lives
it's all
here.
Good.
Trying to save lives. Okay, yeah, let's talk about Britney Spears. So she's gotten into a little bit of trouble with the Bayhive. You know those are Beyonce's fans. So Britney took to social and she said, to all my fans who call me Queen Bee, I believe this would be more accurate. And she posted on Instagram along with the drawing of a regal-looking bee. Now, while Britney's fans do call her queen, you do know who the title Queen Bee belongs to. That would be Beyonce. So people were like, there's only one Queen Bee. Her name is Beyonce, blah, blah. So then some of Britney's fans came back and defended her. And it was, they went back and forth. It was
the
interesting.
The Beehive is crazy.
Oh, God.
Now they're going to come sting. Yeah.
By the way, that was Gandhi that said that. Gandhi
that
declared beehivers as crazy.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
that was
Beehive.
The Beehive, they don't take any, you know, anyway. So Beyonce, by the way, is being honored for being such an amazing philanthropist. She will get the Humanitarian Award from the 2020 BET Award. She has done so many amazing things for the world. She has made scholarships. She's done things for the Black Business Fund, UNICEF, Safe Water. You know that the BET Awards are going down Sunday night, so get ready for that. That will be pretty cool. Let's see. I told you a couple of weeks ago that Justin Bieber, actually a couple of days ago, that Justin Bieber was getting accused of sexual assault by two women. He denies it. He says that it's factually impossible that this could have happened, and he's taking legal action. He's actually doing a lawsuit. He's saying defamation of character, and he is asking for millions in these lawsuits. So I'll keep you posted on those. We were also talking about a petition not too long ago. Disney was talking about whether or not they were going to change the Splash Mountain ride. A lot of people were saying that they didn't know, they no longer wanted it to be the Song of the South theme for a lot of different reasons, obviously. Well, it's going to happen. The Princess and the Frog, which is Disney's Black princess, Princess Tiana. And if you are a fan of the movie, I know a lot of us have seen it. If you're a Disney fan, I'm sure you've
love
seen it because you've seen every Disney movie that's out there. And that is going to be happening. Now, that is set in New Orleans. It's actually going to follow the cast as they get ready for Mardi Gras. Obviously, it's going to take a long time to get that ready, but that's going to happen in Disney World and Disneyland. It's not going to happen in Tokyo yet, and they're not talking about when or if it's going to happen in Tokyo. And you know, Splash Mountain is the ride you go to when it's hot as hell in Disney, because that's the ride that gets you so wet. It really does. It gets you very wet.
I got to be honest. I feel so dirty when I ride Splash Mountain.
Do you really?
Any log flume ride, do you feel the same way, Gandhi?
It's like, oh my God, 100%. When you
you're
sit
crowded
in
together
that
with
water.
All these, you're in that water and you're like crowded up against other people in your little log. And then, you know, and they're all wearing those plastic shower curtains and everyone's stinking and sweating and it's gross.
Oh, it's literally like, it's like human stew. Like you're all just stewing in the juices of whatever you created that day. And then you just sit in it.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Gandhi and I are
totally
even.
I don't skeeve anything Disney. They could puke on me and I'd still be happy. Okay, let's talk.
There's an idea for a new ride.
let's talk about our boy Charlie Puth. He put out this one last night. It's called Girlfriend.
$5 foot long guy.
He's so cute. He's just so cute. So we'll end off with this. Johnny Depp's legal team has gotten their hands on text that they think will help prove Amber was cheating on Johnny with Elon Musk. So the text came in actually a day after that big blowout fight that happened with Amber and Johnny. And basically in the text, she calls Elon her rocket man. So they're saying that this proves that something was going on. So on television, you've got the Daytime Emmy Awards. You got RuPaul's Drag Race. 90 Day Fiancé's on this weekend. This is called Disney Plus. It's Into the Unknown, The Making of Frozen 2. I'm so excited. That comes out today. I know what I'm watching later. You also have over on Netflix. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me pop this up so that I can read to you exactly what this show is about, just in case you don't know. It's called Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga with Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. Two small town singers chase their pop star dreams at a global music competition where high stakes, scheming rivals and onstage mishaps test their bond. You know it's going to be funny. Can't wait to watch that. And you've got the BET Awards going down on Sunday. And that's my Danielle report.
Thank you, Danielle. Hey, you know, we brought this up yesterday, the Elvis Duran Morning Show Drag Spectacular, $10,000 for the best drag performance. We're so excited. We're going to be putting this all together while we're on vacation, and you should see, I mean, we just announced it, and I thought, oh, look, I think the drag kings and the drag queens are going to take some time to have to put on their makeup and do a nice performance on video, whatever. They're already coming in. We're already seeing submissions. And our judges, Michelle Visage and Adina Menzel and Cynthia Germanotta and Titus Burgess, they're so ready to start judging these incredible performances. All the info at ElvisDuran.com. It benefits, of course, the Born This Way Foundation. It's the Elvis Duran Drag Spectacular. Here we go. Snatch your wig. Let's go, girls.
Yes.
Let's see. What else? There's another thing going on in the news today. They're saying because all of us are working from home on our computers in our, just like we're doing Zoom rooms, that the Russian hackers are targeting people who are working at home. And I'm thinking, wow, what are the Russian hackers going to think about our Zoom room? This is going to be like, will they be bored? I mean,
no.
I don't even know. I mean, they're not going to get a lot of information from us. There's really not a lot to find out. But I am finding that we are doing our 15-minute morning show podcasts in the Zoom room, and we're playing the video back. People are loving it. People like to see these broken down rooms that we're doing our shows from. And
I know.
Yesterday's was kind of great. It was a great Zoom room. Scary.
Well, because it's scary and is beggary.
So go check it out now on our social media, like Instagram, Elvis Duran Show. Check it out. We got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Oh my God, I'm hearing myself on the radio now. Okay, sorry. I'm really obsessed with you guys.
Oh no, we're obsessed with you.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money by automatically finding the best promo codes and instantly applying them to your cart. And now, Honey is a part of the PayPal family. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Duran.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
You know, something I've noticed on our little moments together in the Zoom room while the songs are playing and stuff, we have conversations about everything. And really, I think our conversations during the songs should be its own show. Most of it inappropriate for most, but whatever. But one line we hear a lot in this room is, oh, guys, you know, I don't mean to be creepy, but... And you know that when Froggies or anyone says, I don't mean to be creepy, but... You know that whatever is about to come out is going to be 10 times creepier now that you said that.
Right, but what I'm saying is that I'm not creepy, but what I'm about to say may sound creepy, but it doesn't make me in total creepy.
So what you're saying is you're trying to separate yourself from what you're saying, which makes no sense. You're saying it, you're creepy.
The one little sentence I'm about to say is a very small part of the other part of me, but this part is creepy, but the rest of it is not.
So you're saying you are wired with some creepiness?
Yeah, a little bit. Don't we all have a little creepiness?
Oh, I'm super creepy.
Guess, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like the creepiest person I know.
Creepy. Danielle's got a lot of creep going on in there.
Yeah. My creep is a different type of creep.
I don't know. You know who's really creepy is straight Nate.
Because
he thinks he's saying. Because, you know, I'll tell you why. Because you sugarcoat things you say, and the sugarcoating of things you say makes it creepy.
Oh, why you put me on blast like that, Elvis? Really? Come on.
I mean, Nate, listen to you do horoscopes. That's as creepy as it gets, bro.
That's enthusiasm. That's not creepiness.
Oh,
you guys are mixing up enthusiasm and being nice for being creepy. I don't like it.
Well, you know, and I will say, to your defense, people used to accuse Mr. Rogers of being creepy because he was always so super nice to kids and understanding, so much so that people thought it was overboard. But it turns out he was a saint.
I'm the modern-day Mr. Rogers. Come on.
No, you're not. Yeah. No, that you're not. No. Okay. Now, that was creepy. What you just said was creepy. Yes, Gandhi, what?
I had a soccer coach who used to make us run extra laps if we ever said a sentence that had but in it. Because he said, when you say things and then you add a but, whatever you said before that but is negated. So I'm not racist, but racist statement. I'm not creepy, but creepy statement. You know what you're doing. So we used to get in trouble for that. Shout out to Kenny. It was terrible, but it taught me a lot.
You know, it really, it's true. Okay. Don't take this the wrong way, but... I'm gonna take it the right way, which is not good. Yeah, scary.
You know, the self-awareness moment of that statement lessens the creep, or lessens, as Froggy was trying to explain earlier.
It takes
it away because you're saying, I acknowledge that. And it's a distancing yourself from the actual what I'm about to say thing. I'm just reporting.
I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
What you're saying is, okay, I'm about to say something creepy. is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And right. Which therefore means you're creepy. I'm not saying being creepy is awful. Not all the time. No, creepy right. can be fun. But I'm just saying, when, and just like Gandhi just said, hey, what I'm about to say isn't, I don't mean for it to be racist because I'm not a racist, but well, okay, right. you're about to say something very racist. Here we go.
Sometimes exactly. being funny is creepy. Like, for example, I told you about the Santa Claus. The one time it says, you know, sometimes naughty is nice. You know, that's a little creepy, but it's also very funny.
Just, it is funny.
It's but, like, I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't mean to hurt your feelings. But no, you do. You're going to be rude and you're going to hurt my feelings. Just 86 that part and get right to it.
Yeah, I don't mean this in a bad exactly. way, but.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, but it's bad. In other words, yeah. Santa is about to sound creepy. It's just, there's no way, uh-huh. no way around it.
Exactly.
You can't negate it. So scary, you're saying, well, just because you say you're about to say something creepy makes it less creepy. No, not at all.
But also creepy is an opinion. If you think about it, that's someone's everything's opinion of opinion. Something else. It's an opinion of you. You might have of me.
Yeah, I think it's more creepy. Who says it's scary. Scary. If you say it, it comes out as creepy. If somebody who's really exactly. attractive says it, well, then, and I don't mean that rudely. I'm just saying that if it's somebody that Danielle or Gandhi are attracted to, then it's not creepy anymore. Then it's like, oh, it's flattering.
It's a double standard.
No, it's exactly. just a fact.
Hey.
The only difference between creepy and romantic is how attracted you are to somebody. Because if a person you're attracted to shows up at your job with flowers, awesome. If somebody that I have nothing involved with shows up with flowers, I might call the cops. Just saying.
Don't call the cops. They mean well.
Difference.
Oh, Lord.
I'm true.
Where's Brody? Brody's having a fight with someone on the text messages.
Oh, no. Brody.
Oh, I'm not.
Brody. Someone accused you of being a snowflake. Is this what I'm seeing? What happened?
Someone made a joke and said, "Does anyone feel like Brody is a little snowflakey?" So I wrote back, "No," and then someone else on the show wrote back, "That was Brody replying."
That was me.
No, loyalty.
But you knew. But Brody, you knew when you said Brody isn't snowflakey that it was you saying it, but you didn't say, hey, by the way, this is Brody. I'm not snowflakey.
Right, because if I wrote that, they wouldn't take it as serious because I obviously have a biased opinion. So I just wrote back knowing that my coworkers, had any one of you written back, I know that you all would have written back that I'm not snowflakey. So I just took it upon myself to save you guys the trouble and write on your behalf.
Oh, my God. Oh. You know what? No one backs out of a parking favor, space faster than Dave Brody. Brody, you're great. How are you doing there? How's your Friday starting so far, Brody?
It's starting very well. I've had some good news the last couple of days. I hired somebody for the house at a much discounted rate to do some work here that I'm very excited good. About hiring. I'm saving money. And I'm going to be seeing my mom this weekend. So, yeah, things are looking good. Except for that text message.
Good.
How am I doing? You're doing well, Brody.
Yeah, you're doing well. You're doing. Hey, what was the game you sent me today? American Inventions or something? I didn't get a chance to read it yet. What is that?
Oh, I was just thinking, you know, 4th of July is coming up and everybody's very patriotic and waving the flag as well as should be. But I started thinking about things that we think like are American, like we invented. But then I looked them up and I realized they aren't American. We just think they are. So I made a list of inventions so that people can decide whether or not they were made in America or not, or created in America.
I like this game. Okay. Scary, do you have any is it John Philip Sousa? Is that his name?
Yeah.
The big patriotic music yes. conductor?
I could find Sousa? Some. Yeah, I could find something like, written
okay.
Is this him?
Let's play a game called... Ready? Mm-hmm. Sousa. Oh, very nice. Happy birthday, America. We are so smart. Our ingenuity is beyond those. In other countries around the world, obviously, we feel we're the best. So now we play a game called 4th of July American Invention Trivia, even though we're a few days away from 4th of July. So Gandhi... The microwave. Yes. It was invented in 1945. Mm-hmm. Who invented it? An American or not?
I'm going to say not.
Wrong.
Ah!
It was invented by an American engineer, Percy Spencer. He created the microwave.
Cool. Huh. Thanks, Percy.
Danielle, is there anything more American than denim and jeans?
Oh, yeah. They are very American.
Okay, so was denim invented by an American or not?
I say yes.
No. It was invented by the French.
Wow.
Right, Brody?
Yes. I believe it is named after a French town. And the French inventor came to America, moved to San Francisco. His name was Levi. You might have heard that name. But it was invented in France.
Wow. Very nice. All right, let's move on to another invention. Pantyhose.
Oh,
we'll go to Froggy, since he loves the word panty. Now, Froggy, scary, coming in hot with Sousa. Coming in hot. Pantyhose, invented by an American or not?
I'm going to go with no.
Really?
I'm going to go with no, not invented.
Wrong. Pantyhose, invented in 1956 by an American. Ernest G. Rice was his name.
Oh, Ernest G. should have come up with a better name.
Pantyhose could only be invented by a man because they're the worst creation ever with, like, no ventilation on a hot day. Pantyhose are the devil. Of course a guy came up with them.
That was big. Yeah, they did it to torture us. I agree. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of that woman who was at the Palm Beach Commissioner's meeting who said she can't wear a mask because it's just like your V because it needs to breathe.
Yes. How dare you cover God's creation. Yes.
Oh, God. I know. It needs to breathe.
Grandma always
Scary.
Said that.
Yes.
I told you.
It's true. Scary, American invention or not, the battery.
The battery? I'm going to have to say that was not an American.
You're correct.
Oh!
The reason I gave you this, it was invented by an Italian physicist named Alessandro Volta. The Volt is named in his honor, created the first electric battery in 1800. Danielle, American or not? Invented by an American? Peanut butter.
Oh. Peanut. I'm going to say not.
You're correct.
Ooh.
It was invented by a pharmacist in Canada. Who thought, I think if I make peanut butter, it'll solve all of our health problems in Canada. All those beaver hunters out there needing some pain relief. Back to some news, Sousa. The phonograph, the record player, Gandhi. An American?
Yes.
Who?
Oh, I should know this. I'm going to say an American.
Thomas Edison.
Woo! There we go. Yay!
It's true. Hey, Straight Nate.
Yes, sir.
An American invention or not? Frozen food.
Oh, that's got to be American.
Do you know the inventor's name?
Hungry Jack Swanson?
No. Well, close. Clarence Birdseye created the frozen
food. Get out! That's a last name? I just thought it was a brand name of the food.
No, that's his name, Birdseye. Froggy, the California roll, was it invented in America?
Yes.
No, Canadian.
It's called the California roll. How could it not be invented in California?
Yeah. Why is it not the Canadian roll?
Because it was invented in Vancouver, and it was popular with all of the Californians who were visiting, so they called it the California roll.
Oh.
Gandhi, invented by an American or not, the birth control pill.
No, I'm going to say not an American.
Correct. It was invented by an Austrian immigrant in Mexico City. Invented the pill in 1951. And finally, Scary, chocolate chip cookies. American or not?
That's got to be American.
Extremely. American chef Ruth Wakefield invented the recipe for chocolate chip cookies during the period when she owned the Toll House Inn in Whitman, Massachusetts. Therefore, Toll House cookies.
I thought it was a Keebler elf.
Mind blown.
In the tree.
No. I don't think they're real.
Okay.
I don't think they're real.
They're
I hope
not?
I didn't ruin it for the kids.
What?
Brody, that was a great game. I loved that.
Thank you, Elvis. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I thought there were some tricky ones in there. Everybody did well.
We learned a lot. Because a day without learning is a day wasted, as you know.
There's a couple more texts on the text messaging you need to get to, Brody. There's a couple more people that are
thanks a lot. Way to focus on the good stuff.
Brody is not a snowflake. He's an entire snowball.
That's not that's not true.
Why don't you read the one that says, I love Brody? Right there. I love Brody.
I don't see it.
There's an LOL after it, though.
Oh, it says, I love Brody, LOL.
Yes.
Brody, we love you. Okay. That's why we kid you, Brody. That we love you. We know your heart. Love we know your soul. We know what you feel. Anyway, we're going to put you on hold now. Thanks, Brody. We love you. We love the game. That was fun. I love that game.
That was
a cool game. Even though I sucked at it, I liked it.
Never thought I'd be listening to the radio in the morning in 2020 and hear someone say, Scary, you're coming in hot with the Sousa.
Weird sentence.
Let me tell you, John Philip Sousa was an amazing, amazing composer. Very American.
I can't.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
Let's take a little moment out to do the three things from Gandhi. Three things that we need to know right now. What's going on?
Well, we now have some new symptoms to look out for when it comes to the coronavirus, and those symptoms are congested or runny nose, nausea, and diarrhea. And now as cases of COVID-19... You got all three? Oh, no.
I got all three.
Okay. Well, now cases of COVID-19 are spiking across the country, and multiple states that were in the middle of reopening are going to dial it back. Southern states are currently getting hit the hardest, with record daily numbers being reported. Some places will keep businesses open with limited capacity, but as of today, Texas, Louisiana, North Carolina, Maine, Nevada, Oregon, and Idaho are all rolling back or putting reopenings on hold. The House is set to vote today on a bill that would make Washington, D.C. a state. Many argue that D.C. statehood should not even be a question. Currently, the district has no voting representation in Congress, and some say that the rights of Americans who live in the region are being violated every day. More than 700,000 people live in the D.C. region, and the statehood bill, many say, has a very slim to nothing chance of being approved by the Senate. And finally, the lockdown is causing something interesting called turbo relationships, where people commit to each other a lot faster than they normally would. Apparently, the average is be with somebody for 2 years before you really know if they're right for you or not. But over a third of people who have recently moved in together say that the past few months have felt like 2 years, so they feel like it's okay. They think that it's forced more and better communication. I know. So turbo relationships popping up everywhere. And those are your three things.
This has been the longest year of our lives. I love you.
Yes. God.
All right. Thank you, Gandhi. You have a $1,000 free money phone tap. Thanks to Babbel. Coming up after this.
This show.
I love it.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
You got any money?
The free money phone tap.
Yeah, it is a free money phone tap. Thank you again to our friends at Babbel. This has been a great week of phone taps. People winning $1,000 just for listening to a phone tap. Wow. Babbel is the reason we've done it. Babbel. Look, you know what? You ready to learn a new language? You can do it. We finally found a system that's fun. Babbel is fun. As a matter of fact, we love them so much. They love us so much. They're going to give you 3 months of Babbel for free when you sign up for 3 months. Go to Babbel.com. You can kind of learn what it's all about. And once you're on their site for a few minutes, you really fall into it. And you just, it's great. Learning a new language, add that to your list of things you want to do. You know what? Push yourself a little bit. And the way Babbel teaches you is through conversational stuff. I mean, the stuff you're actually going to use if you do travel to Spain or to Mexico or to Germany or whatever. Go to Babbel.com. Is it keyword Elvis? A promo code Elvis. It's Babbel.com. Promo code Elvis. 3 months for free when you sign up for 3 months. We love them. Babbel.com, promo code Elvis. All right. Scary, can you stop eating for just a moment?
Yes.
Help me out. have you guys noticed that Scary chews quickly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a squirrel. It's exactly like a squirrel.
I'm pre-eating like before our pizza party coming up later.
Well, no,
what
that's
do you mean
great.
You're pre-eating? But
my point is, we eat at this rate. It's like chew. Chew, chew. Scary when he has food in his mouth, goes chew, 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 chew. He's like, nah, nah, nah,
nah. Do I do that? Really?
Have you guys noticed that?
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
I never noticed it.
Yep.
It's cute. It's like a little squirrel, as you say. How do you say a squirrel? Say it.
A squirrel.
Squirrel.
A squirrel.
All right. Who's doing the phone tap today, Scary?
Me.
Oh, it's a squirrel phone tap. Okay, win your $1,000 thanks to Babbel right now if you're called on 100. 1-800-242-0100. Here we go. The squirrel phone tap from Scary.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
I love it when Scary does phone taps. 9 out of 10, they're pretty funny. My mom, Donna, is a huge pack rat. It drives us crazy. She saves everything. Our house is so cluttered, we fall over things all the time. So my brother and I told her we submitted an essay to the TV show Clean Sweep. If you win, they come in and clean your house. Anyway, we want to have Mom's house on Clean Sweep so they can do a show on us and transform our home from a junkyard to a place where we can live. Wouldn't it be funny if Clean Sweep actually called back and put us on an upcoming episode? She'd freak out.
Oh, man.
She doesn't want people messing with her stuff. Anyway, this comes to us from Donna. All right, Scary Jones is doing the phone tap. Donna is going to start the call with her mom breaking the news that she was picked to be featured on the show Clean Sweep. And then our own Scary Jones enters as a fictitious host from the show to help persuade Mom to go on the show. Now, let's listen in to today's phone tap.
Hello?
Ma?
Yeah. You know, me and Sean told you that we submitted an essay to that show, Clean Sweep?
Yeah.
Well, they called today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they did. They want to come and do it, and you and Daddy go for a weekend away.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
They're not throwing away my stuff.
They don't throw it away. They let you have a yard sale.
I'm not having a yard sale, no.
And you won't go away.
And where do you go?
I don't know. Let me patch the guy in.
Hello?
Hi, Dustin.
This is Miss Riley?
Yes.
Hi, it's Dustin Waxley from Clean Sweep on TLC. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen. Your daughter says you have a lot of unnecessary junk in that house that's been collecting for years.
Yes.
You save everything from toys to the children's umbilical cords.
Yes.
What we did is we picked your daughter at random, and we're going to take everything and we're going to throw it away, and we're going to redo everything. The walk-in closet, the garage. We hear your garage is a mess.
I have to think about it.
Just do it.
We're going to fly you to Idaho, and then when it's all said and done, we have the unveiling. How does that sound?
I'm not doing it, Donna.
There's only like 2 hours of counseling that you have to do.
Counseling?
It just teaches you how to throw stuff out.
They're just a couple of 2 6-hour courses and you'll be done with it. It's no big deal. It's in the fine print.
I'm not going for counseling. I don't need counseling.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe you won't be a shopaholic after counseling.
I'm not going to any 6-hour classes.
Well, actually, your daughter did sign you up for this, so we were ready to get crews together and come on out there.
We already told them.
I'm not going to counseling, I'm not going to Idaho, and I'm not going to have people go through my stuff.
Guys,
she
hold on.
Idaho.
I got another call. Hold on a second.
Idaho. What kind of place is Idaho?
I don't know. Maybe there's an amusement park there.
I have to have people in my house that I don't even know? Why don't we tell them to come to your house and fix your closet?
No, you sound a little interested.
No, I'm not interested.
You gonna tell him yes?
No.
Why?
I'm not doing it. You should have never even sent the letter.
What if I get in trouble now? Because we said you would do it and now you're not gonna.
How can you get in trouble? They can't force you to do something you don't want to do. So they pick a different essay. Who cares? Next time, you and Sean will learn to mind your business and write your own essays about yourself.
Why, you need Hungry Hungry Hippo and Speak and Spell?
Donna, I'm getting a headache now.
An Atari?
Yes.
And all that stuff in the garage, you can't even walk in it.
I'm not making a decision right now.
And the counseling will help you.
I'm not going for counseling!
Because they say your mind is cluttered when you bring clutter into your house.
If your father wants to do his garage, let him do the garage and let him go to Idaho.
The two of you need it. It's like Sanford and Son.
Goodbye. No. Goodbye.
Don't hang up.
I'm hanging up!
Okay, then let them go in the attic.
And what are they going to do in the attic?
Rearrange everything.
It.
Okay, then you walk in closet.
I said I'm not making a decision today. I'm getting off.
Why?
Because I'm hanging up.
You're being ridiculous.
Hello?
This is Riley. Congratulations, because you're going to Idaho.
I'm not going to Idaho.
When you come back, you're going to have your 2 6-hour classes of counseling on how you could become less of a pack rat.
I don't care.
Oh, so sad. Too bad. We're going to see you on June 23rd with the crew.
No!
Donna, I thought you said she was into this.
Mom, why can't you do it?
all this. I did not say I would do it. That's my daughter's opinion. That's not my opinion.
But don't you want to be on television?
No.
Don't you want us to make you a star?
No.
All
and
your
I don't want to go to Idaho, and I'm not taking any six-hour classes.
Is that okay there, Miss Riley?
I didn't say yes.
She said yes. Did you hear that?
We have
that.
No, I did not.
We have it for the record. You said yes. We're going to...
I did not say yes.
There, you said it again.
I said I didn't say yes.
That's three times. We're going to see you on June 23rd with the camera crew.
No, I won't be there.
Perfect. Then we can just come right in.
No.
Yes.
No.
We're recording this.
No.
Have you ever heard of a phone tap?
Yes.
Well, you're on one right now.
No, I am not.
Miss Riley, this is Skeery Jones from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Your daughter got you good, right?
Yep. I'm going to kill her when she gets home. Elvis Duran phone
tap. Wow, that was an old phone tap. That was from, I don't even know. I think Hoover was in office. Anyway... Thank you, Skeery.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to the Free Money Phone Tap. Let's go talk to Casey. He's on line five. Hey, Casey.
Oh, my God.
Casey, guess what? You just won $1,000 from Babbel and our incredibly cool morning show. Yes, you did. You got $1,000.
Yay! Woo!
I've been calling for 10 years. I couldn't even get the phone to ring.
Oh, my gosh. 10 years?
Well, now that you've won the money, now what are you going to do with your life? I don't know what's there to do. What's left? You've checked off all the boxes. So, Casey, tell us about you. What's your life all about?
Well, right now I'm at home. I've been I'm a unemployed electrician. But
do you see a time where you will be called back into work again?
I really don't know if that's what I'll be going back to. So I'm really not sure at this point.
You know what? This is a conversation we've had with a lot of our friends, Casey. The world is a different world for a lot of people. When, especially like you, you're pulled out of your career and then it's given you time to stop and go, well, wait a minute. Is this one I want to go back to? Which is exciting. And I must assume very scary at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, then let me send you $1,000. That could help a little bit.
That will help immensely.
And Gandhi has an idea. What's that, Gandhi?
Yeah, so Froggy the other day was telling us how he rewired his whole house, so he's probably going to need an electrician soon. So maybe you could head down to Florida.
No, it's working just fine.
Well, here's I question your wiring. Froggy rewired his house, Casey, and now every time he flushes his toilet, the garage door opens. We don't understand it.
That's an extra added feature.
Anyway, so maybe you can figure that out because you're the electrician. Casey, wherever you go in life, you're a good man because you listen to our show, and we only allow good people to listen, and $1,000 is on the way, and we wish nothing but the best for you, and I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You guys too.
All right, hold on 1 second. There you have it. Yeah, a lot of people. I was talking to a very dear friend of mine the other day. She's retiring from a job she's been doing for 40-something years. Wow. And it's a whole new world. And she's excited about it. She's been grappling with this for 3 months, ever since we got shut down. And now she's so excited about the next chapter in her life. You have to be. It's either that or just be so scared you poo your pants. And speaking of pooing your pants, what are the three new symptoms for the COVID? Diarrhea.
Yep, nausea and a runny nose or congestion.
So Alex just sent me a text and said, well, aren't those like the symptoms from everything that we think could go wrong?
Yes, right. That's the problem. It could be like Nate's about to have all of those symptoms from just drinking some bad milk. So who knows? Like, what's going on?
Why did you drink bad? You're always supposed to sniff milk before you drink it. The sniff test is very important.
I blame Scotty B because he's the one that keeps the milk in there, and he prides himself on not having stuff that's expired in there and taking care of his little quote-unquote store. He let me drink expired milk. I put it in my cereal. I drank the whole cup, and then he comes over. He goes, hey, this milk is bad. Well, why do you tell me?
But did it not taste? Wait a minute. If it didn't taste bad to you, maybe it wasn't that bad.
No,
maybe it was okay.
I smelled it from the source. It was bad milk. I mean, it was stunk.
All right. This is why I never drink milk that someone else pours me. I always do the sniff test. Always. You got to do the sniff test. There's so many things in life that applies to, but especially milk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But now he's drinking something out of a can that I can't imagine is going to mix well with rancid milk. So what are you doing to yourself?
What are you drinking?
So I found a ginger ale because I found some home remedy on the web that said drink ginger and honey. And I couldn't find the honey, so I'm just drinking a ginger ale now.
Okay, a ginger ale is not ginger and honey. You have a witch's brew. All you need now to cast a spell is Eye of Newt.
Of course, it would happen today. We're having pizza delivered from Village Square Pizza.
I can't even
have this pizza.
Oh my gosh.
You're gonna vomit everywhere.
Your butt is gonna look like the fountain show at the Bellagio. It's gonna be so nasty. What's scary?
I will say this though. The home remedy to every time you were sick growing up, my great grandmother, my Aunt Millie, everybody, have some warm ginger ale.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be the cure to everything.
I know, but I don't. I think spoiled milk is a little different. I mean, this is not going to be a happy marriage. No.
I feel my stomach expanding. Is that supposed to happen?
No.
Yeah, you know what? I would hover over a toilet for an hour. I would get out of the house. The call is coming from within the house. Get out. Go.
You guys are laughing. I'm going to be very sick in about 45 minutes, and I won't even be here.
Nate, we don't want you to be sick.
I can't help it. I'm not going to make myself throw up. I can't do that.
You're past the throw up stage. You've moved on to
a new
phase, as they would say.
3-2-4-2. Isn't that what we call it when we have to do it?
You have to go take a number three.
It's going to be about a 7,842.
Oh, my Lord.
That category has started.
The text just said, now that you drank spoiled milk and you drink ginger ale, it's time to add a Mento and see if you explode.
None of this is helpful, people.
I think
this person's right. They say the rim of the container always smells horrible. It does. Because that's always old and spoiled. So the rim always smells bad. Mama always taught me that.
But you know what? Scotty does this a lot. Scott, because I do serial killers with him, and there are many times before we start the podcast, he goes, oh, this milk isn't good anymore. So this isn't the first time, Nate. I just have never had the milk and put it in my
mouth. You're going to be okay. I really think she's right. But I think you're anticipating being sick from the milk is making you sick. I think you're fine. Okay. Just calm down, Mary.
Well, we got another 2 hours, so you'll see.
Hey, okay, let's get back on track. We're running really late. Who has saved your life? Of course, this is a discussion we had yesterday about Jake Miller's new song, Saved Me. His girlfriend saved his life. And so if you go onto our socials, we posted yesterday who saved your life during your time at home and all this. And the response has been just incredible. Do you have someone collecting some of these? Is Allie or Diamond working on that?
Allie is. She's going to have them to you in a second.
Okay. So Jake Miller's going to come on. We're going to play the song again in a few minutes. Also, we're about to go on vacation, and Alex did something that just really just made me so mad.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever been with someone who says, the day before you go on vacation, I've decided to go on a sugar-free, carb-free, bread-free diet?
Oh, hell no.
Really?
No.
Bad timing.
That's like going on
what's wrong with that?
It's like going on a diet the day before Thanksgiving. You just don't.
You don't do that.
What's wrong with that is we're going on vacation. We're basically going to be quarantining in a house, and all I'm going to have to do all day is cook. That's what I like to do. Well, I'll be eating chicken and celery. Oh, God.
Well, then guess what? You're going to cook that chicken yourself, and you're going to go shop for that celery yourself. That's what I say.
Very supportive.
We on vacation. You don't diet on vacation. It doesn't happen.
No.
Alex.
All right. Should wait. We're really late. We'll get into this in a minute. Maybe I'll get him on the phone. But we'll take a break. We'll be back after this, I think.
More from the Mercedes AMG Interview Lounge.
And good morning, Alicia Keys.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
We just woke her up. Did I wake you up? Am I the first person you're hearing this morning? I'm honored.
Brought to you by Mercedes AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe. Because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money by automatically finding the best promo codes and instantly applying them to your cart. And now, Honey is a part of the PayPal family. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Duran.
Please welcome live from the Mercedes-AMG Interview Lounge. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So when Jake Miller came out with a song called Saved Me, I automatically knew what it was about. I mean, he has a new special person in his life, and she has totally turned his life around and literally saved him. You can hear it in the words of the song. So we decided to do something with Jake because being saved right now is such, it's such a common thing we have going on. We're all stuck at the house or, you know, stuck at work, frontline, whatever we're doing. There's always that one or maybe several people out there or thing that has saved us. And we didn't think about it in those ways until we actually like thought about it deeply. And think about it, that one person or that thing or those people that saved you. You should acknowledge them. You should write a song about them. Well, we can't do it, but Jake did. Jake Miller is on with us. He's in the Zoom room live from Los Angeles. Hi, Jake. Welcome to the show.
Hi. What's up, Elvis? Thanks for having me. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
So, I'm sorry if I sound tired. It's 4:45 over here. Or now it's 5. I set my alarm for 4:45.
So you haven't even brushed your teeth. I can smell your breath from here. It's not very nice. It's not
good. I put some Listerine mouthwash in.
Okay, good. So, okay, tell us the story. Okay, first of all, tell us the story about Saved Me, your inspiration behind this song.
Yeah, I wrote this song in September last year, 2019. And, you know, I've been on your show multiple times in the last few years, and you know, I was going through a lot of stuff over the last few years, whether it was with, you know, ex-girlfriends or record labels, or, you know, just wasn't feeling too amazing about certain situations in my life. And, as you said, I met somebody who turned that all around for me and really just, you know, kind of brought me out of a really weird place that I thought I was in. And, I kind of just felt like I was in this rut that I didn't really see myself getting out of. And, I found this person who brought me out of it. And now all I want to do is write music about it. But, it's funny because this whole quarantine has kind of, you know, opened my eyes to multiple things or people that have saved me. And, you know, I've always been a big family person, but, you know, after these 3 months of being even closer with my family than I've ever been, you know, I appreciate my family now on a whole nother level as well. So, yeah, I'm just very lucky to have the people in my life, and they've made a huge impact on me in the last year. So I'm very thankful.
Some of our smartest friends and colleagues always remind us you need to be grateful for the things that make your life as special and wonderful as it is. And acknowledging the fact that someone has actually saved you in one way or another is a way of being grateful. I mean,
definitely.
Anyone listening right now can actually stop down and go, you know what? These have been very, very challenging months. Wait a minute. I could not have navigated this without this person or this certain thing. So we thought it would be so cool to steal your idea, acknowledging the fact that she saved you. And we all now realize, and we actually acknowledged this on the air yesterday, about all the people who have saved us. And mine was the people you're looking at right now, Jake. These people saved me during this time, you know? And so we put it out there for the listeners and your fans to participate. We actually came up with the Saved Me Challenge. Hashtag Save Me Challenge. So people are saying, like, my mom saved me from being bored and alone. All our laughs and baking and binge watching saved me. My boyfriend saved me. We live together, and I've gone through multiple losses of people I love during this quarantine. He's kept me sane. He's truly an angel in disguise. Look, you know, these people, we always know at the surface that they're great people and we love them. But when you can go so deep to say, you saved me, it's really great. Here's another.
Yeah, it's very
This
powerful.
May sound weird. This may sound weird, but the quarantine saved me. I was working 50 plus hours a week on top of a 45-minute commute one way. I have a 1-year-old son, an 8-year-old stepdaughter, a 9-year-old stepson. Quarantine made me stop and spend my time with them, and this is exactly what I needed. I got to see my son learn how to walk for the first time. I got to help my kids grow and learn, and all the things I would have normally missed because of being a workaholic, I was saved by a quarantine. Pretty wild.
Wow. That's amazing.
So how can we take this to the next level? Now, we have thousands of people who are taking part of the Save Me Challenge, telling us what saved them. Is there something we can stir up that we can offer to them? Like find one person, like one out of all these and say, here's something special. Like, what could we do? Have you thought about it?
That's a great question. Maybe we can come visit them and give them a private concert or something, or maybe we can, That's a good question.
I don't know. It's a weird thing. I mean, traveling to someone's house,
maybe we could do like a Zoom phone dinner date or something.
I don't know. Gandhi, ideas. What do you think?
Yes. I think you should write a song for them. No pressure.
Write a song for them.
No, yeah. No pressure.
Just make that happen.
No, Jake can write a song about anything. Haven't you heard of all the songs he's written during the pandemic? I mean, you've come out with some amazing, amazing stuff. Like getting a puppy.
You.
That's my favorite new one. Scary, do you have the
puppy? I love the TikTok stuff you're doing with your family.
Let's get a puppy. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's
because
been like
of your song,
balance
Jake.
Of staying creative. What's that?
Because of you and Let's Get a Puppy, the video you did with your parents, we're getting a puppy this weekend. It's all because of you.
No.
Scary, do you have it?
I'm looking for it.
No, it's true. We'll find it.
Wow.
Anyway, okay, so maybe Jake writes a song.
You have to
for
name
you.
Him after me, Elvis.
And then, what's that?
You have to name the dog after me then, if I get the credit.
Oh. We've already named
or
him.
Or at least let me pick the name.
Okay, as long as you choose the name Ollie, we'll be okay.
Yeah. I was going to say Ollie.
Oh, they were all good. Scary, play it.
3 months later, quarantine is getting hard. We're fighting every day, my family's falling apart. Only one thing can save this household now. So, Mom, Dad, just hear us out. We should get a puppy.
We should get a what?
Something small, something fluffy.
Absolutely not.
And we could put him in our TikToks every night. And even get him a ring light. And he'll go viral because he's really cute and cuddly.
We had to borrow the neighbor's dog to shoot that because we don't have a dog.
Oh, I didn't need to hear that.
You need a dog.
You totally spoiled it for me.
It's movie magic.
No, that's a big fat furry lie is what that is.
Wait, that's like Jason Derulo. Wait, when we had Jason Derulo on here, he was telling us all half of his TikToks are lies, that it's all movie magic. He didn't break his tooth. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. We're like, dude, not cool.
Well, hey, I mean, I'm just putting it out into the atmosphere so that we get a dog. That's the whole point of it. Me and my sister wanting to get a puppy.
Okay, put it now. The universe will make it happen. So here's what I'm thinking. What we'll do is we'll pick a grand prize winner, okay, out of all the people that participate in the Save Me Challenge. And it may have to be at random because all these stories are very powerful. So we choose a grand prize winner. We get them to tell us in a paragraph, like the fun, quirky things about their lives. You have to somehow write a 15-second song about them.
Yes!
Done.
Right?
Yeah!
Done.
And then you'll Zoom into them and you'll do that. You'll perform it live for them. And maybe a couple of other songs. Like it's like a two or three song set. Is that cool?
Perfect. Perfect. Love it. I'm down.
Oh, this is awesome.
And that,
that's cool.
That way you don't have to fly to someone's house and drip your COVID all over them. We don't want your COVID.
Gross. When you say it like that, it sounds so gross.
I know. It does.
Wait, it is. And you have to buy them a puppy. He has to buy them
no,
a puppy.
No, no, don't do that. No, we have the Attorney General ruling against that. Here's what you do. Go on to Elvis Duran Show at Instagram or Twitter. I know that you're, are you sending us some social out as well, Jake?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So do it today. And whatever you do, give us your story about who saved you or what saved you. It's really a fantastic exercise to go through. Share it with us and make sure you hashtag Saved Me Challenge. Is that correct? Hashtag Saved Me Challenge?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And you could win a private 15-minute song, customized just for you,
TikTok.
And a couple other songs. Yeah. Yay. And I want to be in the Zoom room too. I want to watch the show. Can we be invited too?
Absolutely. Cool. You're all invited.
All right. All right. So Party. How are you doing? Are you still creating creating a new album? I mean, when you fall in love with someone, there's no songs about sadness anymore. I'd miss some of those. I don't know.
No, there's still a few songs. There's still a few songs about sadness. I have one coming out, two songs from now. I kind of have them all lined up, but the next one is called Blame It On You, and it comes out next month. And then the one after that is called Reset. That one's a little sad. So I have a mix of both, but I have songs lined up for a long time. I had a whole album's worth of music in December ready to go. And then we kind of put it on pause and figured out how we're going to, navigate forward. But I'm still recording. I'm actually in Los Angeles right now looking for a house. So I'll be back in Florida in a few days, but I'm busy with music and moving. So it's going to be a fun few months.
You know, it's really interesting. We had a conversation with John Legend on our show the other day about the writing process and where you are in your life when you write a song or an album.
Yeah.
For instance, when you hear an album from you or any artist, it's where they were in their life at that time. So when you wrote this album in December, that's where you were. But since December, look at what's happened in the shift of this world of ours. You're in a different place. So
totally.
How do you, so do you have to remind people when the album comes out? By the way, that was long before the 2020 and all this happened. I mean, how does that work as an artist, keeping your material relevant to where you are in your life?
Honestly, I mean, most of the time, if I listen to a song that I made almost a year ago, I will probably not like it and I'll probably not put it out. But these few songs that I've made last year, I really, really like. And, even if they don't really reflect how I'm feeling now, I think that they're still amazing songs. And, they'll reflect how someone out there is feeling and someone will be able to relate to them. But I'm constantly writing new music and, kind of replacing the songs one by one that I was planning on putting out last year. So, they're all really cool next level songs, in my opinion.
Well, the song we're all loving now, of course, is Saved Me, which this entire conversation is about. And look, it's all about you, Jake. I want everyone to go online, again, to our socials, Elvis Duran or Elvis Duran Show. We're going to repost and also go to Jake Miller's social.
Yeah, I'll
and
post
become
it
a part of the conversation. Yeah. Do it. Where is it? What is it again?
It'll just be on my Instagram and my Twitter, at Jake Miller.
Oh, well, that's pretty simple.
Easy.
At Jake Miller. I think we can all figure Jake Miller. That out. Jake Miller, hashtag Save Me Challenge, and to tell us about who or what saved your life during these crazy months. All right, we got to play the song, Jake. We're looking forward to. I don't know, you guys. We got to come up with rules. This is one of those times where our company gets mad. We just add water and stir and make a contest. Like, we haven't talked to the attorneys. So we don't need attorneys. Screw attorneys. But anyway, thank you, Jake. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon as we dig through all these incredible submissions. Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right, Jake Miller, and this
I hope everyone's staying safe.
We are. We will.
Drank a lot, smoked a lot. Long nights, I didn't sleep a lot. Told my friends I'm too busy for love. I was looking though, couldn't find it though. I was losing hope. Then one night you fell down from the stars, shining a light into the dark. And you picked up all my broken parts. You know who you are, who you are. I was down, now I'm all the way. Almost drowned, pull me out right before I gave up. You saved me, yeah. I was dropped from the top, hit so hard to win. When we met, I was lost, didn't know who I was. You saved me, these last couple months, change your plans.
smoking less, better sleep, better rest. You make me wanna be a better man. 1,000 nights I prayed that you would find your way. Then one night you fell down from the stars, shining a light into the dark. And you picked up all my broken parts. You know who you are, who you are. I was down, I was down, now I'm all the way. Almost drowned, pulled me out right before I gave up. Down, now I'm all the way up. Almost drowned, pull me out right before I gave up.
This is Sam Smith.
Hey there, it's Dean Lewis.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hello, lady.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gary Jones, and when it comes to home and auto insurance, State Farm is the real deal. File a claim or pay your bill with the award-winning State Farm mobile app. Or contact any of their 19,000 local agents who are ready to help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Please welcome Elvis Duran. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys.
I want food now.
I had no idea my voice was that annoying. Holy crap.
I used to listen to another station, then I found you guys, and I got hooked.
So refreshing.
Love you guys.
Oh, my God. I love you.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
But Scary, we're not doing what?
Oh, no. I thought you wanted to talk to Nate off the air, so I went to go take the mic. I went to go shut everything off so you guys could communicate, you see? But then we ran out of time, so now we're live on the radio talking about it.
Is Nate still on the floor? Is he still on the floor, or he's up?
Nate pulled his back out. I'll tell you what happened. During the last song, our friend James from Village Square Pizza delivered a big, huge mountain of pizza to our Tribeca studios. So, you know, in your condition, Nate, you shouldn't be lifting things like that. But, Nate, it's a lot of pizza.
Yeah,
a lot of mozzarella.
I didn't anticipate the pizzas would weigh that much. My back's kind of...
So, how's your back? Are you okay?
Oh. It's definitely... You know how your back gets tight, Danielle?
Oh, yeah.
My back is so tight back there. Scotty's looking for Advil or something. Oh, he's eating pizza right now.
Yeah, he's eating pizza.
He doesn't look like he's looking for anything.
He's so busy.
He's looking for Advil.
Do you have James from Village Square?
Yeah.
We'll push the Village Square button. Hi, James. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Joe from Village Square Pizza here with James.
Oh, it's Joe. Hi. Well, hello to everyone. Hello? Hi, guys. We love Village Square Pizza. Did you know that your pizza actually was the reason why Straight Nate is on the back writhing in pain because he can't handle, like, lifting heavy objects? So, can you send some booze?
We had enough guys here to give him a hand to bring it up.
Well, Nate, why didn't you let them? I don't think they let him in the building.
They're not allowing visitors in the building.
Nope.
That's the problem. That's the problem. We got the COVID. You know, that it messes in because of the COVID. Now we've got a back injury. Yeah. See, this thing is just a son of a bitch.
Well, as long as the pizza made the building, we're all right.
Yeah, you're good. Really good. It's, you know, I'm just mad I'm not there because you know how much I love my Village Square Pizza. Now you guys are in my favorite part of town. You're opening July 15th on Christopher Street between Bleecker and Bedford, the most incredible part of the village.
Yes.
You know what? I got to say, Joe, it's so nice to hear of a restaurant announcing an opening, because that is a very unusual thing right now. Talk about that.
Well, originally we were supposed to open back in March, the 22nd to be exact. But after the lockdown was announced, we had to delay our grand opening. And, we're as of right now, we're open in the East Village on 147 Avenue A, Village Square Pizza. You know, we're open. We have outdoor seating. We're going to be doing the same once we open up the West Village.
That is so cool. And like I said, you're opening up in my favorite part of New York City, the West Village. Well, look, congratulations to you guys. We're huge fans of Village Square Pizza. And that's so nice that you brought that up to everyone working upstairs in the iHeart building. They don't get a lot of perks there, you know. But this is great.
We love you guys, so it's our pleasure to bring it over.
All right, listen, you guys take it easy. Stay safe. Congratulations on the grand opening. If you're in New York City, in the Village, July 15th, Christopher Street between Bleecker and Bedford, their first food delivery here at the station in 106 days happening today, and we're so glad you're here. Thank you so much.
And thank you. And also, if they like to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, we're at Village Square Pizza.
Well, yeah, but keep in mind, it's pornography. It's pizza porn. Yeah. They're warning you now. So you know you'll become addicted to it. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Who doesn't mind a weekend of that? All right, have a great day. Thanks for listening and thanks for bringing pizza up. Thanks. Incredible. Now, are you okay, Nate?
I'll be fine. The pizza helps.
Yeah. Do you see Scary eating it in the Zoom room? So Gandhi's making the face. I'm making the face. We're like, oh, what is he doing?
You're
like,
jealous. I got to tell you. Yeah.
No, we're watching the way you eat. You eat like some guy who's been on an island without food for 3 years. You're shoveling that pizza in.
Here's why.
100%.
Because.
Why, Scary?
This pizza travels exceptionally well. The crust is still crispy, and it's the best thing I've ever eaten at this hour of the morning in my life.
So that's why you shove it in like, look at you. What the hell are you doing?
I'm in heaven right now.
Straight to the pie hole.
I can hear that.
And it was like right up in the camera too. So Danielle and I are like, what the hell? All I saw was like teeth and pizza.
What's good though, Scary? I taste that grated cheese. Oh my God.
Good. That's good. Pizza. Oh my God. Scary's all excited. They put cheese on pizza.
grated cheese on top with, right. on top of them.
Oh, I know. Let me tell you, Village Square is, we got to move on here, but Village Square, love them. Oh. Let's get into sound with Garrett. Garrett's got a lot of music today. What are you working on, Garrett?
Didn't Scary pre-eat like an hour ago?
Yes. He pre-eats, many right. times. Many
Selena
times.
Gomez, Trevor Daniel put this out last night. It is called Past Life. Scary pizza. Timing. I saw it, I don't know how to end. Tell me, mind me. I ruined it before it began.
Oh, last night was the last night of my past life. Sounds good.
Yeah. And they did the music video on Instagram Live, so they had all the fans watching, so it's kind of cool how they did that video. G-Eazy just put this out. It's called Had Enough. Leave me alone, I don't like you. Scribble you out and rewrite you. I don't hate you now, but got the right to.
All right.
And
I hear some sampling going on.
Yes, let me tell you about Gray Days. Now, this is a band that Chester Bennington was a part of prior to Linkin Park. So he was with a bunch of friends, and they put out two albums over 10-plus years ago. And the band said, let's put out an album of songs we've worked on and rework Chester's vocals into this. So their album's out now. It's called Amends, and this is one of the clips off the album called B12.
He's got that voice.
Yep.
And even back then.
A cool little story, too. There's a song called Soul Song, and Chester Pennington's son, Jamie, is on that song, too. So the band is called Gray Days. Album's called Amends. It's out now, so give that a stream or a listen sometime this weekend. Megan Thee Stallion has Girls in the Hood. Sounds like this.
I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit. Spin it come on my outfit. I don't take quick because I ain't thirsty. They wanna hurt me. I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit. I do finish come on my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty.
All right.
These bitches mad. They wanna hurt me.
All right.
In the shame, we have to edit out the good parts. Yeah, it's just what we have to deal with.
You got to think one day we'll be allowed to do it down the road somewhere.
Yeah, the day after they fire us.
Yes. all right. We were talking, Elvis, you mentioned this earlier. So Florida County Commissioner's Workshop, a woman explained why she doesn't wear a mask, and you'll hear that right here.
At the end, I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear. Things gotta breathe.
God.
Oh, thank you for your comments.
Well,
thank you for your comments.
As long as you really truly believe that the stuff that's coming out of the other one isn't going to kill anyone, then you're okay.
You never know.
Yes, God.
That is why you should always wash your pants when you buy them, because ladies like that are walking around trying on clothes with no undies.
Oh, okay. She's right.
How's that pizza now, Scary?
Yeah. Swallow, Scary.
He ate it all.
He's still going to have a second slice. Who are you kidding?
And then finally.
Third, fourth, fifth. Go ahead.
Finally, last night was our big event, Can't Cancel Pride, which Elvis, you hosted, of course. And so here's a little musical montage of some of the performances, like from Adam Lambert, Melissa Etheridge, Katy Perry, just to name a few.
And all that I got was roses. Don't mean a thing without emotions. Baby, just do it right. Focus. 'Cause I just needed your love tonight. Tonight, tonight. Come to my window.
Melissa Etheridge? She was great.
Crawl inside. Wait by the light of the
You know, she's been through so much this past year. She did that. Katy Perry was on last night.
The mountains won't start moving, and the rivers won't run dry. The world will always be there.
It was a great night last night. Yeah, can't cancel. You ever been playing? Can't cancel Pride. All right. Thank you so much, Garrett. You're a good American. By the way, where are you going on vacation? You never told us.
Oh, super cool. So we've been stuck in our house for over 120 days with two kids, and we're like, we got to get out. So we're going up to New Paul's. Cool place. Just reopened. Mohonk Mountain House.
Oh, God. I love Mohonk Mountain House. They redid it and reopened it?
Reopened it. You know, they're making everyone feel safe with all these safe precautions when you walk in the door, so everybody's healthy and safe. Crazy, a lot of stuff to do for the kids. I'm just excited to get out of this house. It's up in New Paul, so I might stay there. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing about Mohonk Mountain House. It's old and so cool. It's just a fabulous piece of history, and it's massive. So if anyone can open up successfully right now and offer a place for us to drive up to, because it's just an hour drive, an hour and a half, whatever.
Yep.
I mean, it's so massive. There's plenty of room to spread out. And the grounds and all of the trails. Oh, God, I'm so jealous you're going to have the best time. And they're open?
Yes, they're open. I'm going fishing. I've never fished before in my life.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I want to see a video of that, you fishing.
you'll get it. You'll get that. I'll send it.
All right. Well, have fun at Mohonk Mountain House. Let us know. Make sure you post so we know what's going on.
Okay? I will. Love you. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Garrett. You're a good American. I'm trying to get Alex to come on the air and talk about this dumb diet he's decided to go on.
Why do we have to put the word? No, it doesn't have to be dumb.
Because dumb. Look, unless you have like a reason for it, maybe a health reason that, you know, something that it's important for, whatever. If it's... And Alex doesn't. He's doing it to be a pain in the ass.
No.
This is why he's doing it. You don't go on a diet. When you're getting ready to go on vacation is when you go off your diet. Yeah. You diet before vacation, you dumbass.
Or after.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not nice. Yeah.
Or after. Oh, my gosh.
As long as he's not forcing Elvis to diet with him, which I don't think he is, then he's entitled to do that if that's what he decides he wants to do.
Well, I'm trying to get him to go on with this, but he's not answering. He's obviously busy. But here's the thing. When we're actually going to vacation, quarantined, I mean, we're in the house. We'll put on a mask and go to the grocery store and then come home, and that's it. I mean, we're going to stay in the house, okay? So because of that, I like to cook. I like to create things. I like to come up with great dinners. You know me. So this means all I'm going to be able to prepare is like raw celery here. Here's the raw celery.
No.
I've been working on.
I told you what you do. He wants to do that. He prepares his own stuff. This is your choice.
Yeah.
You prepare your own. I'll make deliciousness for myself. You make crap for cooking, you.
Cooking great stuff for yourself for a party of one is just, it's not good.
I know. That's what's so tough about it.
The original time, the first time that I did Dr. Fat Loss, it was during a May to June. It was a June vacation. It was the hardest thing I ever did because all of a sudden you're going to places where there's grills and there's barbecue and there's and you're out and you're 10 to 14 days and it's nothing but eating.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Are you busy?
Kinda.
I'm trying to put you through the Bluetooth on the board. No one can. They can't talk to you. We're just talking about the fact that the day before we go on vacation, you decided to go on a diet.
Yes, I need to.
Well,
no, you
can
don't.
You wait till after we get back?
No, can do. If I don't start now, then it's not going to happen.
Alex, all
right, we have questions. Can I call you back in a second?
All right, bye. All right.
Oh, he's in a mood. Let's take a break because I want you all to be able to pick at him like a vulture on the carcass.
I tell you.
So,
this guy.
I know.
Can we address something Scary just said, though?
What?
He said it's the hardest thing he ever did in his life was a diet. The hardest thing ever. Scary has the best life.
He really does. You're right. You're right.
All right. Let's take a break. He's so funny. We'll be back after this.
Miss part of today's show, Elvis Duran on demand.
Attention, everyone. Bam!
Every show posted every day. Search Elvis Duran on demand. Only on the iHeartRadio app. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So, yeah, rolling out to vacation. Our friend Allie actually went shopping online, and she used Honey and the promo codes that Honey found for her online. She saved 20% on summer dresses she bought for vacation. 20%.
Ooh, nice.
Allie says, hashtag grateful for Honey. Honey is an incredible shopping tool. It saves you money online better than any other source of savings I've been able to find. Just imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites, buying a summer dress for vacation or electronics for the house, whatever. Macy's, Target, Sephora, Lululemon, they have them all. When you check out, a little box drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. And a couple of seconds later, it scans for every promo code on the internet and boom, your prices go down. And it's just the best. Honey is the best invention. And of course, it's owned by our friends at PayPal. So we have that line of trust going on. So who's ready to go shopping? Me.
Me. And
Honey is so easy. It's an extension of your web browser, so it knows when you're ready to check out, and it finds those promo codes you've always wanted to find, but it finds it fast and the best promo codes. If you're not using Honey, you're passing up free money. It's free to use, installs in a few seconds, and like I said, it's part of the PayPal family, so we trust them. Get Honey for free like this at joinhoney.com/Duran. That's joinhoney.com/Duran.
Elvis Duran.
Your
Elvis
call
Duran
has
in the morning show.
All right. Alex was supposed to come on with us to talk about this diet because Daniel
he knows
to
better.
Yell at him.
That's
but now
problem.
He's not going to answer because he knows you're going to yell at him. Now the dog's barking. This place is not crazy.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker's barking.
Your call has been forwarded to
him. Okay, great.
Alex.
Now
he's busy
the
doing
phone,
something.
Alex.
Max, stop barking. Is he hitting
it is take your dog
button?
To it's take your dog to work day. Max, come here.
So
come here, Bob Barker. Come here, Maxie man. You know what? This is what dogs do. This is what they do. They're here to keep you safe and they're here to let you know someone's here. That's what they do.
That's it.
Dogs need a job to do. This is the key to making your dog happy. They need a job. It's like sniffing around or barking to let you know someone's here. So he's loving life right now. He sounds like he's a terror. I'll try one more time. We will move on. And then we have to talk about Gandhi getting her driver's license today.
I can't wait.
We're so excited. Huh.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
He pushed the FU button again.
He knows we're doing the show.
Yep.
What?
He knows what? We're doing a show. I mean, come on, Alex.
Well, he said he would go on there. All right, something happened. Something happened. He's fixing something. All right.
Maybe there's
so
an emergency.
Gandhi, today's the day. You actually get your driver's license today, or is it a temporary license? What's going on?
I'm sad to say, but also happy that today's the day I get my temps. Whee! So I can now maybe drive in a car with another licensed driver only.
Oh, really?
Oh gosh. Your poor sister.
I know.
So you'll be able to drive a car as long as your sister's in the car with you.
Yes.
You're 14 years old.
Oh, exactly like that. I'm hearing that there are rules for people who are over 18 and have already had a license, like myself. So there's a chance I might be able to get my actual license really quickly after I get these temps. But I'm so excited to get my temps. It really is like I'm 15 again. Whee!
Oh, wow.
Driving everywhere.
When was it you drove a car?
So the honest answer is not that long ago. But I shouldn't have done it.
Oh, no, wait. So you drove illegally?
Well, my boyfriend was not in the home, and I needed to go to the gas station to get something, and it was around the corner, and it was raining, and usually I would walk, but it was raining, and I had to go, so I had to take his car.
Oh, wow. Look at you, breaking the law.
I know, wow. I'm such a rebel. It's terrible. I know, I'm terrible for it. I don't drive long distances. It was that one time, but I'm getting my temps today, so now I'm going to be on the up and up. Everything's going to be legal. Yay!
I don't know, Danielle, do you think Gandhi's a good driver or a bad driver?
I don't know.
You're asking Danielle.
No, listen, you're rude. One sec.
Takes one to know
excuse
one.
Excuse me. Exactly. You suck, Froggy. You're not the best driver either. So let's just not even go there. Gandhi?
You wreck cars in parking lots.
I think Gandhi's going to be a little crazy. I really do. I think she's going to be a little crazy. I don't know.
You guys might be shocked to learn I'm actually a very good driver, and I never play with my phone when I'm driving, and I drive a stick shift.
Froggy.
Yeah. Wow. I know, but okay, so Froggy thinks he's a good driver. Keep in mind, this is the guy who loves to play a game by beating the GPS.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's on his phone.
Well, if it says we're going to get there at 4:30, no, we're getting there at 4:00. We're not doing the 4:30 business. No, sorry.
Who was it? Was it you, Froggy, that was telling me there's a guy who actually beat the GPS by 30 minutes? Well, how fast was he driving?
He texted in this morning. He said, I wanted to give Froggy props. We had a 3-hour drive. I beat the GPS by 30 minutes. Pedal to the metal, bitches. That's what he wrote.
Oh, my gosh.
Frog, didn't you just ding a vehicle? Just
okay. Hold on.
Thank you, Gandhi.
You're welcome.
the car corral was not fully in the spot that it was supposed to be in as I was pulling into the spot at the Home Depot.
It jumped out like a deer. That cart corral.
So you ran into the Home Depot cart corral
because it was not fully in the spot.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't even moving.
Okay, the cart corral is for cart parking, not car parking. Obviously, you messed that up.
Oh, and I noticed, can I just say something? I noticed he never told me about that because he knew that would be over his head for the rest of his life. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Well, I've never wrecked any station vehicle, so I've got that on Danielle.
Oh. All
right. What's going down? Gandhi, I love you, and I'm not trying to judge, but if I was prejudge just by your appearance, I think you're a little too short to be excellent, like amazing at driving.
Wow, that is stupid.
No, because you have to be over the steering wheel. You have to be kind of like looking, you know.
That's stupid.
I'm just saying.
That's stupid. Based on those same physical traits, would one not argue, maybe I'm a great driver because I have the biggest eyes ever and I can see everything before you?
I guess there is that. So that makes up for it. So I guess you're
there you go.
The great equalizer.
Thanks, dear.
Scary. All right. So for all the people who are not that tall who are offended at Scary's comment, we apologize. He assumes you're all bad drivers because you can't put your head over the steering wheel.
How tall are you?
Yes, huh? I can. Yes, I can.
Yes, she can. She's fine. Okay. Do we take a break or do the Danielle report? Where is Straight Nate? Is he still writhing in pain?
I'm getting better. We got to take a break.
I have a call. Well, Nate, in our Zoom room, why are you in the dark? It's like you're the banker on Let's Make a Deal.
I'll tell you why. Because the window behind him, there's bright sunlight coming in. I think that's why.
That's fine. I was wondering that, too.
Sorry. I look like FBI informant on video, don't I?
You do.
Somewhat. You know what? I've just noticed something. As we go into our last hour before vacation, the wheels have fallen off this car. There is nothing going right.
We've gone to hell in a handbasket. Let's go.
We have. Let's take a break then. We'll be back after this. Maybe. Possibly.
This is wild. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
All right. Let me try to get Alex on the phone again. Is he going to do this again? He's going to send me a voicemail again. Watch this.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
That is not cool.
I just told him I'm calling you 2 minutes ago. I said I'm calling you in 2 minutes. He said, okay. I don't understand. Why is this going?
I don't.
He should pick up and just say a bad word at this point.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
That's it. I want a divorce.
Is he not hearing it? Maybe.
No, he's sending it to voicemail. Like
he's sending it to voicemail.
Yeah,
he's doing that. He's being Alex.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I'm going to do nothing but eat carbs in front of him for 2 weeks. Just nothing. Oh. I'm going to eat. It's the cake per day vacation.
Oh, yeah. The cake per day. I love that vacation.
A pizza per hour. I'm going to eat like scary during vacation. That'll make you mad.
Oh, forget it.
If I may say, I do think he's being selfish because he has to think about the both of you for the vacation and because you're both going to be quarantining with each other. So I'm not so sure that this is a good idea to lose weight now or go on a diet for whatever.
The argument is I'm being selfish by forcing him not to eat better for two weeks. That's the argument because he thinks he's gained weight. He looks great. He looks awesome, but it doesn't matter what I think. It's what he thinks. I get that. I understand it. What do you think, Frog?
I do the same thing. Is that when, sorry, I'll go where I go. Sometimes I'll put on a pair of pants and they're a little tighter than they should be. And I'll say, okay, for the next week, I'm going to slow down. And Lisa's like, no, you look fine. Why? We got this to do. We got that to do. And I'm like, you know what? It's not about you. If I decide that I want to lose 3 or 4 pounds, then I can lose 3 or 4 pounds. You don't have to eat with me. You don't have to do anything. Just do what you want to do.
Yeah, I don't. But Danielle, she gets what I'm going through. This is going to be quarantined in a house, and I have to eat what he eats.
Yeah, yeah, you don't know. But I've had people that have told me that they were going on vacation and they were going on a diet. And I said, oh, good. What kind of vacation are you going on? They said, on a cruise. I'm like, that is not the vacation you go
on
when you're going on a diet. Yeah, right now, but in the past. I'm like, there were buffets and there were everything. You can't go on a diet.
Hey, no. You keep.
Hi.
You're on the air, by the way. Say hi to Alex.
Hi, Alex.
No, not you. You are Alex. So I've called you on the air like 17 times, and it always goes right to voicemail. You're pushing the FU button, aren't you?
No, my phone wasn't even ringing.
Oh,
I told you, maybe not. See?
All right. Okay. So we have you. Let's get to business. So you and I are about to basically be quarantined in a house with our dogs, and you're going on a diet.
Yes, I am.
Now, could we broker this where we just do 1 week off, then 1 week on? Can we do that?
No, I can't. Because if I don't start now, it'll never happen. So I started 2 days ago, and that's it. I'm sold. I'm not changing.
All right. So
wait, does this mean alcohol too?
Oh, no, I could drink alcohol.
Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. All right.
That's a lot.
And the good news is about alcohol is it makes you make bad decisions so we can go back to eating normally.
Right? Very good.
Am I right? True. Am I right?
Yes.
So, look, I totally, totally get that you want to lose weight. And who am I to say don't do it? I'm just saying that cooking for two people is so difficult when we'd be cooking for one person actually, because I'm not gonna diet with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fine.
But like I get what Alex is doing because when you, like, let's say he waits until the vacation's over and he gains another 2 or 3 pounds during the vacation eating. Now he's 2 or 3 pounds behind where he would have started. And so he's lost time and he's gained more weight. He's further in the hole. So I understand what he's doing. Alex, I support you 100%.
Look,
this is stupid.
And
thank you, brother.
What'd you say, Danielle?
This is stupid. Because you're going, because Alex, you know I love you, but you're going on vacation. Vacation. You should have done this already.
Carbs and sugar.
You should have done this already, yep. Then put the pounds back on vacation and then worried about it when you went back home. Come on now.
I look at it this way. I've been on vacation for the past 4 months in quarantine. And now that I'm going on a real vacation, I'm going to behave.
Okay, well, I totally respect your side of the story. I'm just trying to figure out how to make a compromise. And I'm sure we can figure this out. But you know me, when my thing is cooking, I like to go in that kitchen. And you know me, I like to cook all these pastas and all these great dinners. And you know that it's my first love. After you, of course, Alex. And so now we're going to be quarantined in a house and I'm not going to be able to do that. And I'm going to miss making food for you and hamburgers and, you know, stuff like that.
No, I could have hamburgers. I'm just doing no bread, no carbs, and no sugar.
Sugar.
Oh my God. No sugar. You're going to be so grumpy. I wouldn't even want to go on vacation with you.
Well, Straight Nate says he believes that Alex already sounds grumpy.
Yeah, you can kind of hear it in your voice, in Alex's voice a little bit, and you can tell he's going to get even grumpier based on what he's saying. So,
great.
Elvis, you might want to take your own vacation. That's all I'm going to say.
No. We'll figure it out. Gandhi, you've been so quiet during all this. What is your advice for Alex and me, vacationing while he's on a diet?
I don't even visit my friends who I know are really healthy eaters because I'm like, they're going to ruin my vacation. So I 100% see how this is a problem. I get it. I think you should suspend it and do it in 2 weeks. But I also understand
he's very, very, very set in his way. So, Alex, we will make this work. I promise you. We will make this work.
Doesn't alcohol have any of this stuff, like sugar and carbs? Any kind of alcohol have that stuff in it?
Well, I think his point is both alcohol and eating poorly is double trouble.
Right.
Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Nate says I should vacation with Scary because Scary will eat every single thing I cook.
Oh, yes. You know what? We would be a compliment to one another if you think about it. Because you know,
yes, I know.
Yeah, it's like it'll be back and forth, and then we can introduce each other to new foods. This is great. we could be on the game. That's what vacations are made for.
I don't know. I think I'm going to take my chances with Alex on this one. But thank you, Scary. Alex, I love you. We'll make it work. I'm so excited for our vacation coming up.
Poor Scary.
I love you too.
I didn't say I love you. I just said, I think I did. Yes, I do love you. Okay.
Yes, you did.
I did. I'm sorry. I take that back. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I feel bad for Scary. You basically just said you'd rather go on vacation with a grumpy and hungry Alex than a very happy, healthy Scary.
Yes.
Who appreciates your cooking.
Why not? Why not? But there's more to being with Alex than the cooking. There's a lot of other stuff going on too. You know, we've got to train a new puppy. We have a new puppy on the way, and it's gonna be kind of a crazy time. But we're excited. So no time for three things here in Straight Nate.
I don't think
No.
She could have done one thing in the time you said no.
Do half a thing, Gandhi. I don't know what to say.
Actually, Gandhi had some great. Gandhi, what was the great kicker? The end story you were going to do this hour?
Oh, okay. So right now, if you have a smart car with autopilot, apparently these cars think that Burger King signs are stop signs. So they're just stopping in the middle of traffic and slowing down when they see a Burger King. So
that's
now,
hilarious.
I know. So Burger King's using it, of course.
The car.
Yeah. Burger King's like, these cars are so smart, they break for a Whopper.
Wow.
It's like Scary's driving the car.
If I was driving the car, I would stop. I would think the Popeyes sign is a stop sign. Yo, chicken sandwich. I'm in. Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. We're so late. Your phone tap up next.
The Welcome to the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Nate here, and if you're tired of tossing and turning at night, try ZzzQuil Pure Z's Liquid Melatonin. Same taste as Pure Z's gummies, but in liquid form. So give yourself a rest and buy it. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Liquid Melatonin. Find it in retailers everywhere.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
I love it when Scary does phone taps. 9 out of 10, they're pretty funny. My mom, Donna, is a huge pack rat. It drives us crazy. She saves everything. Our house is so cluttered, we fall over things all the time. So my brother and I told her we submitted an essay to the TV show Clean Sweep. If you win, they come in and clean your house. Anyway, we want to have Mom's house on Clean Sweep so they can do a show on us and transform our home from a junkyard to a place where we can live. Wouldn't it be funny if Clean Sweep actually called back and put us on an upcoming episode? She'd freak out.
Oh, man.
She doesn't want people messing with her stuff. Anyway, this comes to us from Donna. All right, Scary Jones is doing the phone tap. Donna is going to start the call with her mom, breaking the news that she was picked to be featured on the show Clean Sweep. And then our own Scary Jones enters as a fictitious host from the show to help persuade Mom to go on the show. Now, let's listen into today's phone tap.
Hello? Ma?
Yeah.
You know, me and Sean told you that we submitted an essay to that show, Clean Sweep.
Yeah.
Well, they called today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they did. They want to come and do it, and you and Daddy go for a weekend away.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
They're not throwing away my stuff.
They don't throw it away. They let you have a yard sale.
I'm not having a yard sale, no.
And you won't go away?
And where do you go?
I don't know. Let me patch the guy in.
Hello?
Hi, Dustin.
This is Miss Riley?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Dustin Waxley from Clean Sweep on TLC. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, your daughter says you have a lot of unnecessary junk in that house that's been collecting for years.
Yes.
You save everything from toys to the children's umbilical cords.
Yes.
What we did is we picked your daughter at random, and we're going to take everything and we're going to throw it away, and we're going to redo everything. The walk-in closet, the garage. We hear your garage is a mess.
I have to think about it.
Just do it.
We're going to fly you to Idaho, and then when it's all said and done, we have the unveiling. How does that sound?
I'm not doing it, Donna.
There's only like 2 hours of counseling that you have to do.
Counseling?
It just teaches you how to throw stuff out.
They're just a couple of 2 6-hour courses, and you'll be done with it. It's no big deal. It's in the fine print.
I'm not going for counseling. I don't need counseling.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe you won't be a shopaholic after counseling.
I'm not going to any 6-hour classes.
Well, actually, your daughter did sign you up for this, so we were ready to get crews together and come on out there.
We already told
them. I'm not going to counseling, I'm not going to Idaho, and I'm not going to have people go through my stuff.
Guys, hold on.
Idaho.
I got another call. Hold on a second.
Idaho. What kind of place is Idaho?
I don't know. Maybe there's an amusement park there.
I have to have people in my house that I don't even know? Why don't we tell them to come to your house and fix your closet?
No, you sound a little interested.
No, I'm not interested.
You gonna tell them yes?
No!
Why?
I'm not doing it! You should have never even sent the letter.
What if I get in trouble now? Because we said you would do it and now you're not gonna.
How can you get in trouble? They can't force you to do something you don't want to do. So they pick a different essay. Who cares? Next time, you and Sean will learn to mind your business and write your own essays about yourself.
Why, you need Hungry Hungry Hippo and Speak and Spell?
Donna, I'm getting a headache now.
An Atari?
Yes.
And all that stuff in the garage. You can't even walk in it.
I'm not making a decision right now.
And the counseling will help you.
I'm not going for counseling.
Because they say your mind is cluttered when you bring clutter into your house.
If your father wants to do his garage, let him do the garage and let him go to Idaho.
The two of you need it. It's like Sanford and Son.
Goodbye. No. Goodbye.
Don't hang up.
I'm hanging up!
Okay, then let them go in the attic.
And what are they going to do in the attic?
Rearrange everything.
You can't even stand up in that attic. How are they going to rearrange it?
Okay, then your walk-in closet.
I said I'm not making a decision today. I'm getting off.
Why?
Because I'm hanging up!
You're being ridiculous.
Hello?
This is Riley. Congratulations, because you're going to Idaho.
I'm not going to Idaho.
When you come back, you're going to have your 2 6-hour classes of counseling on how you could become less of a pack rat.
I don't care.
Oh, so sad. Too bad. We're going to see you on June 23rd with the crew.
No!
Donna, I thought you said she was into this.
Ma, why can't you do it?
Donna, this is you and your brother did all this. I did not say I was... would do it. That's my daughter's opinion. That's not my opinion.
But don't you want to be on television?
No.
Don't you want us to make you a star?
No.
All
and
your
I don't want to go to Idaho, and I'm not taking any six-hour classes.
Is that okay there, Miss Riley?
I didn't say yes.
She said yes. Did you hear that?
We yeah. have no,
that.
I did not.
We have it for the record. You said yes. We're going to...
I did not say yes.
There, you said it again.
I said I didn't say yes.
That's three times. We're going to see you on June 23rd with the camera crew.
No, I won't be there.
Perfect. Then we can just come right in.
No.
Yes.
No.
We're recording this.
No.
Have you ever heard of a phone tap?
Yes.
Well, you're on one right now. Miss Riley, this is Scary Jones from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, no!
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Your daughter got you good, right?
Yep. I'm going to kill her when she gets home. The Elvis Duran phone
tap. That was awesome, Scary.
So many great things. This is a good phone tap, I'll tell you why. The mother is over the top. We all have someone in our lives like that. Those are the ones that are so phone tappable, it's not even funny.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Norton 360 with LifeLock provides an all-in-one protection. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is a powerful ally for your cyber safety. Save 25% off with your first year at norton.com/Elvis.